The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the
love
train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be, Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe, Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this Friday, April 11th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, I want to, before we get into the show, and I want to make sure that we talk about this because tomorrow's the cleanup is going to be powerful. It's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day. But before we get into all that, DJ Brother Z, I want to talk about this because I think that this is something that we got to get ahead of. We've been talking about self-care. We've been talking about emotional intelligence. We've been talking about a lot of things. And last month, we went the whole month, self-care. But there is an issue that faces our community that we got to talk about, and that's called depression. And sometimes when people get depressed, I try to pull them out the depression by getting them outside and let's you know, have an ear. I probably lend an ear to talk, and you know, many times, you know, you're trying to encourage them to move around and to get busy and to get active, and we hardly ever talk about it. Depression. And probably at some point or some point in time in your life, you probably felt depression. But like I said, we're here for you right here on the Tory Lowe Show. And like I said, we're here to uplift and to be about that action. So even if you just did the call to actions and get outside, it'll lift up some of that stress. Or even if you just able to take some of the tips that we talk about and add it to yourself, it'll be all right. But depression is a complex, multifaceted mental health condition characterized by persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and lack of interest in activities. It can affect everyone regardless of age, background, or circumstances. And I'll tell you this. When I was coming up, I used to feel depression. I didn't even know the name of it, DJ Brother Z. I just know I felt sadness, you know, lack of interest of activities, you know, kind of like this hopelessness. But I didn't call it, back then when I was coming up, I didn't call it depression. I just said I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling well. You know what I mean? I just, this down heavy weight, you know, that you feel like, it almost felt like somebody just pressing your chest. I felt like the best way I can describe it is like an elephant standing on your chest many times because you don't want to get up. And I'll tell people, we all go through it. We all got bad days. We all have bad experiences. And at one point in time, we have to go through a phase where we have to battle depression. Have you ever been depressed, DJ Brother Z?
Not clinically, no.
Well, you know, just kind of, well, I haven't been clinically depressed. I'm talking about just the signs of depression, you know, sadness, just trying to just, you know, feeling, you know, the lack of interest in doing things. You know, I'll tell you this, when it happens, I always try to make sure that I get out and get to moving. Some symptoms of depression is persistent sadness, feeling sad, empty, or hopeless most of the day, loss of interest, losing interest in activities that you enjoy. Changes in appetite and sleep, changes in appetite and sleep patterns, fatigue, feeling tired and having low energy, difficult concentrating, trouble focusing and making decisions. You know, we kind of, you know, slide into this space, and sometimes we call it, you know what we call it, DJ Brother Z? We say, I'm tired. And sometimes people don't catch on when somebody say, I'm tired. And sometimes that could be some type of sliding into some type of, you know, depression or, you know, and there is a clinical depression where, you know, you may have to seek consulting and help and things like that. But what we want to do is get ahead of the curve. We want to encourage everybody today. We want to encourage you to make sure that you are right. We want to check on your well-being. We're sending out a wellness check, you know, making sure you're all right today. But I got some ways that you can kind of fight against a lot of that sadness, a lot of that lack of interest. You got to get to moving. The first thing I always tell people to go outside, get to moving. I would go for a walk, take in the nice scenery. Understand that, okay, life is bigger. It's bigger things going on. You gotta rise to the occasion. Exercise, get in the gym, go out for a walk, connect with others, build and maintain social connections, people, friends that you've been dealing with, you know, close family, cousins, you know, people that you like to hang out with. See what they doing, see what they up to, see if you can get outside, practice mindfulness, focus on the present moment, you know, things that got to be done. Get some sleep. We talk about sleep all the time. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Get some rest. Rest yourself. Eat a good diet. Try to eat as best you can. Sometimes, hey, I try to eat as best way I can, but sometimes I got to have it. I got to have some of the things I like. Sometimes, you know, I try to limit that. But, you know, try to, you know, get that diet right. Challenge them negative thoughts. Practice cognitive behavior therapy, you know. Challenge those thoughts. They're not, you know, that come in your mind sometimes that want to make you feel sad or down. Challenge those thoughts. Hey, you know what? I can fit, you know, make sure that you acknowledge that they're there, but also challenge those thoughts. Okay, I got to get up. I got to start. Let me get up and get out and get something. Probably listen to one of your favorite motivational songs or look at something on the internet, motivational speaking, or kind of understand that you got to pull your way up out of the sadness and that only you can do that. You know, and that's by getting active and being about that action. Encourage activities, you know, encourage yourself to get involved in activities. Engage in activities that you love, hobbies and passions, and create certain things. Even if you don't have it around, you create it. I used to think that I had to go to the gym all the time. But then, you know, somebody told me you can do the push-ups, you can do the sit-ups. You can do a lot of exercise, you know, without going to the gym, you know. So sometimes I'm like, man, I didn't make it to the gym. But then I realize just because I didn't make it to the gym, that don't mean I can't do my regular push-up, sit-ups, and stretches, you know, stuff like that. Also, if it's so bad, like DJ Brother Z said, clinical depression, you may want to seek professional help, consult with a therapist or counselor. But you got to practice self-care. Take time to relax and try to reduce that stress. Everybody's facing stress right now. A lot of fear-mongering going on, a lot of uncertainty going on, but you got to make sure that you take time to reset. Reset your mind. Reset your thoughts, you know. This is stuff that we can do, you know, and make sure that we're paying attention to our loved ones. I'll tell you this, many times we're dealing with a lot of things on our you know, that we are facing that we may not catch what our friend is going through or what our loved one is going through. We may forget to ask them how your day went. You good? You need anything? You know, especially to the close people that's in your corner, the people that's on your team, the people that you say is on your team. Hey, are you good? You know, I love you. You know, you straight? You know, these are things that we can do to try to help take each other to the next step. And many times when you have depression, you went too long without being active, without being doing some of the things you like, talking to some of the people that you love. You know, I used to pick up the phone and call my grandmother. And I would be going through so much. But I would just pick up the phone and call her, and I wouldn't even tell her what I was going through. Sometimes just hearing her voice made a difference. And grandma always talked about praying. I had one of the most praying grandmamas. And she used to just pray. She used to, you know, I believe grandma knew when I called her, because she probably wondered why I never said anything. But at the end of her conversation, she would always talk about what she ate. She would always, you know, say something about she was going to clean up the house and what she was going to do for the day. And then by the time we got off the phone, she would always talk about how she was going to pray for me. And then when I hung up the phone, I felt better because I heard her voice. Sometimes you just got to hear somebody that you know that cares about you. Sometimes you got to tap into those people, you know, and try to make sure that you're staying well-rounded in the way you deal with self-care, relaxation, getting some sleep, your activities. These are ways to fight against it. We all have times in our lives where we stressed out. I'm going to tell you, I get stressed out every time at the end of the week after dealing with all the problems and all the situations. Sometimes I get to the end of the week and I'm like, whew, what's happening then? What's really going on out here in America? But at the same time, I got to refocus myself, cleanse my energy, cleanse my stress, go for walks, hang out by the lake, talk to people that I love to talk to, go check out one of my favorite programs that I may have missed, catch up on some of that. Just get active, stay active mentally. This is how we fight against that depression, you know, because a lot of things is going on. We got to pay bills. We got to deal with family members. We got to deal with just going to work. Sometimes our situation at work ain't where we want it to be. That's all I'm saying. We got to make sure we stay tapped in, not really a city girl in the chest. And some people are ashamed to admit that they are suffering from depression. Hey, it is what it is. But we can work through it together by being more mindful of each other and our surroundings and those that we love. That's it. You know, they may not have to admit it because if you're around somebody enough, you can pick up. You can start picking up. Oh, why, you know, the behavior ain't right. You all good. You ain't got to go in and no details, but you do got to take action. Hey, let's go get something to eat. Let's go run to the movies. Hey, you know what? You know what? I had this plan today, but you know what? I see something going on here. You know, I'm a call a timeout and we going to go do something. Hey, we finna get outside. Get some sunlight. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. The cleanup is tomorrow. Everybody going to be outside tomorrow in the community. It's going to be powerful, Truth Nation. When we come back, we're going to talk about that cleanup. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Perfect timing, get beside me, now we locking in. She like, tell me how you want it, on the rocks again. What else? Looks all around the rim, okay. Feel to the top again. Let go. Feel back, now I'm back in it. Deal shots got me sending. Big rapper DJ skinny, playing Richard Miller square business. Boss. See me in the club, two-stepping. Diamonds round my neck, square dancing. You done made a gangster romantic. Fiending for your love, I'm an addict. Hey. So addicted.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look. We got a shoe giveaway. We got Eric Shake James coming in from Clicks. He's dropping a new shoe for 414 Day, a new colorway. Hey, it's going to be powerful. We're going to be giving away a shoe today on the show. So be ready for that. Keep your ears open for that. And we got the cleanup. The community cleanup is finally here. Salute to everybody that's registered, that's coming out tomorrow. We got work to do. We got to be about that action. A lot of people be calling in with that high blood pressure, but they ain't going to do nothing. See, we going to do something. We going to get it done. Truth Nation is an active listening audience. We outside tomorrow. We cleaning up the city from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're going to be at Milwaukee Scholar School on 7000 West Flores Avenue in Milwaukee. And then from 9:30 to 10:30, we're going to be at St. Matthew CME Church. That's 2944 North 9th Street in Milwaukee. And then from 11 to 12 p.m., we're going to be at St. Marcus School, Burleigh Campus, 3129 North 1st Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's going to be powerful, Truth Nation. And salute to our sponsors. Hey, we're going to have a lunch by Cousin Subs. Salute to U.S. Cellular, Waste Management, Landmark, Credit Union raised Coca-Cola. It's going down tomorrow. I'm trying to tell you that it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day. It's looking like it's going to see the prayers that went up. See the prayers that went up. Today is good. Today feel good. Tomorrow going to feel good. So thank you. Thank you to Mother Nature. Thank you to everybody that has signed up. Thank you to GKB, as usual, working together to make these events the best they can be. Thank you to all our sponsors. I'm telling you right now, it's going down tomorrow. If you do not want to miss it. I'm telling you, this is where you got to be. This is early in the year. We got to be about that action. We got a lot of call to actions. We got a lot of things to do. And I always said I wanted an active listening audience. I don't want folks just calling in with high blood pressure, talking out the side of their face. That it ain't going to do nothing. I like when the people that get out here and do something, that action, they out here about that action, then they call in and they talk and they discuss. I love it. I love when Truth Nation, you can tell when it's Truth Nation. You can tell when it's Truth Nation because we active. I'm talking about the real Truth Nation, the real listening audience that's about that action and ready for that smoke. So that's what I'm talking about. This is just amazing. This is just amazing. And I will see y'all tomorrow. You know, I still got to go get handsome. Got to go get handsome after the show. So when we get out there tomorrow, we can get it done. Have a great time. It's going to be powerful. 7684 in the chat says the best thing to do is come out tomorrow. Fresh air. Push to clean the community. No phones. Just people with people making a difference. Be there or be square. Hey, look, I was looking back on some old footage. I was reminiscing on my first cleanups when I was out there trying to figure it out. And I found some videos of the, if you're watching as we broadcast live, you in for a treat. If y'all haven't seen these videos, I used to put out a call to the community. And I used to say, who want me to help clean up the block? I'm going to come help you clean up your neighborhood. That's how I started. And from there, people would hit me up on Facebook. And then I didn't know it was going to be 60, over 60-some people. At first, I'm thinking like, okay, it's going to be a couple blocks. We're going to come and clean a couple neighborhoods. When I first started, over 60 people asked me to come help clean their neighborhood. And I had to keep my word. I said I wanted to do it, but I didn't know it was going to be like that, DJ Brother Z. I didn't know I was going to be out here. I mean, day and night. I made sure I got to everybody on that list. It was powerful. But now look, years later, 2025, we outside. Hey, it's going to be powerful. I think we got a video. I think I made a video on YouTube a long time ago. This was when I started to get the hang of it. I started recording. At first, I didn't record it because I was still trying to figure it out. I was paying out of my pocket. I didn't know the city had a place where you could get the bags and things like that. So salute to the growth. But I got a video. I called it Milwaukee Urban Cleanup Days. That's what I called it. I went around helping folks clean up their neighborhoods. We got a short video I want y'all to watch as we broadcast live. And it got some audio on there. If y'all are watching as we broadcast live, check it out. Hey, this is Tory Lowe with the Urban Community Cleanup. We on 44th and North Avenue, and we just cleaning up. It's a start. It's what we doing. We out here all week. I encourage everybody to get out the house for the Milwaukee Urban Community Cleanup. Hit the streets. We got the cleanup things. We out here. We in Milwaukee, fam. A cleaner community is a better community.
All right, so I just want to say thank you, Tory Lowe, for coming into our neighborhood. Help us clean up. This is 44th Street, Uptown. What do you want to say?
In the community is a better community.
Yes, all help is needed. Keep it clean, be safe. You know, keep your kids in order and in line, and we can do better things as black community. Yep.
This is Maurice Lowe, and I'd like to let you know that we are out here on 44 and North Avenue. A cleaner community is a safer community.
Absolutely.
You know, see, when I get the pistol on me, see, and I get the cacking on people, see, this is how you really, see, this is the real pistol right here. You know? This is the real pistol. You get this pistol, and you get out in the community, and then you go down on the ground, clip the paper, then you come back up with the paper, bam, throw it in the garbage, end of the problem. You feel me? You got a problem with me, I'm going to clean it up.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, I've been out here a long time in these streets. That's why I don't listen to when folks be talking, you know, out the side of their face. You know, we do this block to block, house to house. You know what I mean? We outside for real. It been like this, though. I don't know nothing else. But I appreciate when the community come together. You know, when they used to watch the A-Team and Hannibal, when everything go right, the Hannibal, the leader of the 18, used to be like, I love it when the plan come together. I love it when the community come together. This is what I do. And I never got one penny for it. Anything y'all ever seen in the paper, what I did in the community, I didn't get paid nothing. Zero. I didn't get paid zero. $0. And then people got the nerve to call up on the Tory Lowe show. And talking out the side of their face, and I tell them this, what you going to do about it? So what? So what? What you going to do? They ain't going to do nothing. We outside. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody that signed up for the community cleanup. Once again, tomorrow, we're going to keep the tradition going. We're going to keep serving the community as usual. Wow. Hey, look, when we come back, we go out of Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay like they right here on Tory Lowe.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snime. The Milwaukee Brewers dropping a tough one on Thursday afternoon in Game 3 out there in Colorado. They lose to the Rockies by a final score of 7-2. The loss dropping the Brewers to an overall record of 7-6 on their season. They'll face Arizona tonight to begin a three-game series. That first pitch all set for 8:40. Next up, we'll head to the NBA where the Milwaukee Bucks get win number 6 in a row, 136-111 over the New Orleans Pelicans. The win improving the Bucks to an overall record of 46-34. They entered the day number 5 in the Eastern Conference playoff race. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game on heading into the playoffs.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the crowd in Detroit is going to be amazing. They're going to play hard. They're going to play well, and we're going to have to match it. I can't pick up a better scenario going into the playoffs.
The Bucks and Pistons tonight from Detroit. That tip-off is set for 6 p.m. The sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Check. Straight up. Straight up. Yeah. Straight up.
Hello.
Hey. Bitch, I go by Mike.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. I had put out a story that went viral. It was going viral, these fight houses. They were fighting. I guess the teens got a place, some young people got a place, a house, and then they cleared, it looked like they cleared the front room out, and they got to fighting. You know, and so guess what? Guess who called me? One of the mothers saw her daughter on the video, and she called me and she said, Tory, how can we work to shut these fight houses down? And Mo the Elephant in the chat says those fights look like the Baddies edition videos. Yeah, but the one with the bonnet, that's the one, her mother. The one that we're showing as we broadcast live, you can see the video, the one with the bonnet. Her mother is the one that reached out and called me and talked to me. And we had a conversation on what can we do. And so we're trying to see if we can gather the people involved in this so we can try to do something about this, because I don't want this to catch. I don't. If this has been going on, we want to put a stop to it. We want to try to redirect the energy. But once again, I talked about these fight houses, these things where the young people are gathering together in housing and they're fighting. And they saying it's the fight club. I'll say this. Thank God for the mother, the parent that reached out to me. We talked for a little bit last night, and she said, "Tori, my daughter was not raised like that. This is what we didn't. She, you know, maybe easily influenced and things like that." So I said, "You know what? Let's get together. Let's try to see if we can try to do something about it. So hopefully, we can get some more details on how is this structured." What are they doing? What are they trying to accomplish here? And try to redirect the energy. That's what we do. We try to find the solutions to problems. But once again, this fight house thing, if you watching as we broadcast live, we got some, if you didn't see it the other day, we got video up. But I'll tell you this, this is what it's about. It's just about seeing, acknowledging that this exists and try to do something. And sometimes you ain't always got to come in with the police. Sometimes you ain't always got to come in. It may, you know, these are all seem like they're all doing this. They're consenting to it. There was no police report made of assault. So what we got to do is make sure that we can take this energy. It's a bunch of energy in this room. Let's see if we can take and direct it to something more positive. Hey, we don't want to do this. We don't want to have this happening. And if they are doing this, how can we interject and steer them in the right direction? And that's what I'm about. So salute to the mom, the parent that reached out to me, just, you know, felt like, wow, what can we do? My daughter, she wasn't even violent. She grew up in a nice house, and now this is happening. Atlanta Banana says sometimes police make matters worse. What I'm saying is, look at the development over the last couple years. We had something that happened at Midtown. Remember when all of the shots went off at Midtown, and then they worked to stop the kids from going to Midtown? They put the barricades up at Midtown, and then it was during the time where the Bucks was in the playoffs. So guess where that crowd went?
Deer District.
They went to the Deer District, and then all of that started taking place. All the chaos started happening at the Deer District, and so they got a little, you know, busy down at the Deer District, and then all of a sudden, we have the situation at Dineen Park, where Amira Wallace lost her life, and her mama Tanya Green calls into the show. We working to resolve the issue right now, trying to find out who did that. So sometimes they're trying to scatter the idea. You know, all these people are doing is moving around. And now what we're seeing today is children in a house gathering to fight and do things like this. So it's just evolving. They're not trying to get in there and solve the issue with the young people. They're just moving them around. And they're getting, and it seems like they're getting more advanced on what they're trying to do, DJ Brother Z. And it's getting worse. So hopefully we can get let me get in the middle and try to figure out how we can redirect the energy, because we got to stop and understand that, okay, let's say we do stop this. What else is going to happen? You know, what else is going to take place? We got to really start making a connection, reconnecting, and really getting in the middle of a lot of this. And I'll tell you this, it don't even look like nobody responsible is even in the middle of none of this. It looks like it's wild, chaotic. Pretty soon you're going to look up on the news if this continues, and you know, maybe we may be talking about another shooting incident, because ain't nobody going to keep taking no beatings.
And not even just a regular shooting, but that would be a mass shooting.
Right.
This all of those people in that room,
this would definitely
don't let
be
the
a
gun
shooting.
Have a switch.
And you know they got them. You know
it's only it's right. Really only a matter of time.
It's only, so I'm hoping I can get, maybe I'll have the mom call in next week, and maybe we'll have a better idea of how to approach some of these things, because you can't tell where it's at unless you get it on the inside and try to, you know, it ain't no way you can stop it. So anybody say they going, oh, we going to do, you ain't, you don't know, especially if it's inside a house, unless a neighbor call and say it's a nuisance or it's a disturbance or it's a loud noise. And then by the time the police come outside, everybody acting like it's just chill. So we got to make sure that we got inroads. And thank God I'm connected to the streets. Thank God that the streets know that we going to get busy. We going to try to make it turn a negative into a positive. That's what I'm going to try to do. And to all the brothers and sisters, once we make the announcements and things that y'all have ideas and plans on how to really tackle it and want to add to how to tackle it, I'm open for that as well. I'm open for it. These kids need an outlet if they want to fight. Someone needs to get this organized. I mean, like I said, you know, it's multiple ideas that can take place where it could be safe, where they can have fun, where they can, you know, maybe it's a lot of built up frustration and this is the only direction that it's going. Maybe they would take another alternative to where they can kind of gather together without the extra. We don't know because we ain't in there trying to talk to them. But like I said, I don't think this is going to take too much of just somebody going in there that's concerned and then trying to make sure that we take the right approach and then get them on the right track. I always said that we should have opened up the track, you know, for all of those kids that got the speed demons in them and try to get them out there running on the track maybe every other week and then make them say, you can't, if you out here breaking the law and you out here acting bad in school, if you ain't got your work done, then you can't come out here. But if you get your work done, we're going to get you out here. You can, you know, try to go around the track and have some fun and maybe even start your little own little, you know, fake little NASCAR looking thing. You know what I mean?
Now, Tori, you really think these people in this video right here want to spend their free time running around? It looks like they need some boxing gloves and a ring.
But what I'm
saying, they need this WWE belt that is on the screen right here.
Hey, yo, you got the belt for them?
Or
you go put,
give,
you
go, I'm gonna give them yours. I'm gonna give them yours. They ain't taking mine.
That's the Tory Lowe.
They taking your belt. Look at her.
That's the Tory Lowe show belt. Hold on. We gonna have to get. Hey, if that's what they, we can come up with our own wrestling federation. We can come up with it. You know, we don't. It don't have to be this series. We can get the storyline going.
Look, we got the cameraman there too, and everything.
Like I said, hopefully we could get in there before something serious happened, because I'm seeing a pattern and I'm seeing a mutation that, you know, that's kind of disturbing. It's kind of disturbing. But like I said, hey, we got work to do, DJ Brother Z. We're going to try to work it out. I'm going to get involved and try to make sure that the community understand what direction we're going to take. So let's see what happens. Mom called me. Daughter was in the video. Here we go. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Bust it wide open, then I tell her, bring it back. Bust it wide open, then I tell her, bring it back.
He like, what's up, kid? I'm like, what's up, daddy? Tell that boy keep talking, I'm gon' wet them VVS's. I'm like, if I throw it back, notice the better catch it. I keep 1942 and bad bitches in my section. They be naked, I'm gon' pop it.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z helping me out with the pop culture report today on the 1 and 2s. You know, I saw something recently where they said that Birdman from Cash Money and Toni Braxton, they were married. They got married last year on August 8th, 2024, according to TMZ. Toni Braxton married Birdman. And then they said that Toni Braxton filed divorce papers 2 weeks later. But then she kind of pulled back, had a change of heart, dismissing her divorce petition in January of 2025. The couple are currently still married, according to TMZ. This is according to TMZ. I did not know Toni Braxton had married. I knew they was talking. I knew they was, you know, dating, but I didn't know that they got married, but they had a private marriage. Rich Gang. Well, I wish them the best. They got married. They tied the knot. Do you know who Toni Braxton, is?
Absolutely not. This is the first time I've heard that name.
What? You got to pull up one of her songs, Toni Braxton. You don't know who Toni...
I would have guessed she was an actress.
Toni Braxton used to be on top of the world with her voice. Sweet Love. Y'all new generation. Y'all don't know who Toni Braxton... Toni Braxton was the it girl at one point. I'm talking about...
Yeah, 15 years ago, it looks like.
Hey, I'm just saying. Play something from Toni Braxton. Anything from Toni Braxton is powerful. But that was back in the day when they were singing about real love. You feel me? Listen to this. This woman's voice was running the charts. They kept it quiet, though. They kept it quiet. He bagged Toni Braxton. That was Beyonce back in the day. Listen to this.
Don't leave me in all this pain. Don't leave me out in the rain. Come back and bring back my smile. Come and take these tears away.
Okay, yeah.
I need your
love. Anita Baker saying Sweet Love. Yeah, but this is Toni Braxton. Yeah, Anita Baker and Toni Braxton used to be like Moesha and, you know, Monica. They used to go back and forth. I'm telling you right now, this woman married Birdman, and they saying that she tried to apply for divorce, but I guess now it's out in the open. So a woman, you know, I guess, you know, you love who you love. He's successful.
He could have just left her. He didn't have to do all
that. He's successful. I'm sure outside of the entertainment world, you know, all that stuff on the TV, all that is a facade. Play some big timers with Birdman. Play a Birdman record right quick. I ain't heard Birdman in a long time. Play something from Birdman. This is what, you know, this is what comes together. Opposites attract, I guess. Because what she talking about and what he talking about don't even match. Rich Gang. I know a lot of cats from when I was coming up. They liked it, Toni Braxton. She was the it girl. And Anita Baker, Sweet Love. Thanks to Atlanta. Anita Baker, Sweet Love. Not really a city girl. Don't really ain't really taking too good to the news, Birdman. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Birdman. He got $100 million.
Wait, Lil Wayne sampled this. Fireman.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, Birdman, Lil Wayne, Hot Boys, Drake, Nicki. Young Money. Look at Birdman. I'm trying to tell you. I be telling people Birdman may not be on your top 10 rappers, but he made the most money. He one of the people that made the most money from the game. So I ain't gonna knock it. But once again, what else going on? Oh, Michelle Obama spoke up about the rumors about her and Barack Obama. She just said she had a lot of things she put to the side, and she just wanted to do her. She wanted to, you know, do some of the things that she put to the side. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with her and Barack Obama. That's out in the news. I guess she felt like she had to come forward and address the rumors. I guess she started showing Barack started showing up at different events without her. Rumors started swirling that was trouble in paradise. And I guess she says that, no, that's not the case. And many times a lot of people, you know, put things aside to be successful, you know, for somebody to succeed, especially in a marriage. A lot of people, some of y'all in competition. Some of y'all in competition with the person y'all with. Y'all ain't willing to make the sacrifices. And then on the other foot, y'all making the sacrifices for the wrong person. Then when you get the right person, you burnt out. Now you want to run them through the ringer. Yeah, there was They said that she was dealing with that Obama was dating Jennifer Aniston, which is not really a city girl, saying it's cap. That's cap. Yeah, I mean, you know, people gonna spread rumors. People gonna start talking. It is what it is. 3491 says Tony Braxton is on the hook for Red Man and Method Man. Oh, How High Remix. She on the hook for Red Man and Method Man, How High Remix. Tony and Baby are both from urban America. Hey, look, I ain't gonna knock it. Because if they can, look, folks ain't trying to get married nowadays. So, you know, if they feel like they love each other that much to get married, let's see. Hey, God bless. Let's see what happens. Also, and I don't know what's going on with this. Do we got time for this story, this next story, DJ? But Zion Williams, the basketball player from the Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans, something going on with him and the love triangle where he stay in the news with these love triangles, but then I guess one of his exes used an old key to get in the house to beat up his new girlfriend. It sounds wild, but it made the regular news. That's how bad this was. You know, I usually don't, when they make the regular news, I usually don't do it on Pop Culture Report. I do it on the regular show, not on the Pop Culture segment, but we're going to make an exception for this one. We got some audio on this if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
In Jefferson Parish, a woman named Akima Love arrested and charged with several crimes, stalking, battery, and a couple of other offenses related to that. According to a police report from Kenner PD, she allegedly went to another woman's house, first off egged it, then made what were somewhat threatening comments on social media, and then days after that went back to that woman's house in Kenner, and according to a police report in Kenner, allegedly attacked the woman. That's where the charges stem from, but a well-known basketball player's name is now involved in this because Zion Williamson lives in Kenner. He lives in a gated neighborhood there. And the woman, Akima Love, according to law enforcement sources, was picked up at a home where Zion lives.
As for basketball, Zion dealt with another injury-plagued season this year. He only played in 30 games.
Every time he don't play a lot of games, it'd be some controversy about him and some chick.
Bruh.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't busy playing basketball, so I don't know. But, you know. Come on, young man. We got a lot of high expectations for you. You know, sometimes when we listen to these basketball players and these extra things going on in their careers, you know, back in the day, you know, you didn't hear about all of this, but now we got social media and, you know, hopefully everybody can get it together. Hopefully everybody can get it together, DJ Brother Z. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.